This is the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb at 92.9 Triple M. This week, Katie, we have delved into a bit of football history in the lead up to the Western Derby.
Pandora's box, you know what I mean? We wanted to do a segment a day leading up to the Derby called Embers Remembers, where he was just going to tell us a bunch of different stories. But Tuesday took us to a bit of a halt because we heard something that we thought, is that the whole truth?
Yeah. Well, here, if you missed it, this is what happened with Ember's story. Embers
Remembers. The AFL during the year had decided to send two clubs to London to play in an exhibition game. This is 2005.
Oh,
now,
yes,
the AFL, that was the first mistake, sending West Coast and Fremantle to play an exhibition game. The game itself, right, was just spitfires going on everywhere.
So basically, Dockers just came out and just
They were throwing a few. Now, West Coast have played some younger players. Fremantle have targeted some of our younger kids. Woosh is fuming and he's reeling off a few names. And I remember that he said Ryan Crowley, and straight away I've gone, perfect. He's mine. I want him. There's the Fremantle team bus, right? And then Anthony Grover grabbed me and he goes, Embers. He goes, what the hell are you doing? And I said, mate, I'm after Crowley. Where is he? He goes, mate, have a look. There's 45 of us, right? Coaches and staff, and there's one of you. I look around and I'm the only person by myself.
In your head, you had a whole crew.
And I'm thinking, Crowley, get off the bus. I want you now. And anyway, so I started yelling at him. Couldn't get him. For the next 5 or 6 years, like, the tensions between the two clubs in derbies was really intense.
So, best story you've ever said, Embers. And you do love to put...
the story, Embers.
But you love to put a bit of mayo on all of your stories.
Well, this happened almost 20 years ago. And I must admit, football trip, my vision might have been a little bit blurred.
How many little beers were you deep when
you... 4,500 of them I reckon tried to get on the team bus
at Fremantle. We thought it's only fair that we hear the other version of events from the person in question.
We've heard Embers remember all week, but now we're filling in the blanks. Gary Ablett Jr. said this about it.
He was the most challenging guy to play against, Ryan Crowley.
Look at Crowley wearing Ablett like a second skin.
And just remind me what Gary said about Embers.
Triple M's Rush Hour proudly presents All-Star of the Fremantle Dockers, Ryan Crowley.
Welcome to the show.
Oh,
welcome,
Crowley. Great to be here, guys. Great to be here.
Do I need to sit in the middle of you two, by the way? Are you guys okay now?
Or? Well, we actually get on really well now. So,
we do.
But, back in the early 2000s, I don't think we had much time for each other.
If someone fast-forwarded me to this point and said that we were mates, I would have thought the world was ending. But, we are actually good friends.
So you kind of heard what Embers had said, and that was a very short version of it. But you did say yesterday that there were a few holes in his story, or maybe he wasn't telling the full truth. So from your perspective, what happened? Take us back.
Because, of course, you played in the game, didn't you? I didn't play in the game. I watched it. You played.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's a lot of untruths. I just think there was a few things maybe left out that I wouldn't mind adding.
Tactical.
Exactly like Ember said, though. I found it quite bizarre, even as a young guy back then, that they were playing a Western Derby over in London with no cameras, no AFL officials, no repercussions. It felt like a red rag at a bull to me, to be honest. It was a crazy game. We're playing at one of those famous cricket grounds at the Oval.
The Oval, yes.
Yeah. The game was first time they hadn't televised that game, which once again was a bit of an error. Error by the AFL. But we weren't really taking the game too seriously. We'd gone out the night before and I remember a few of the boys had got home when the light was up and hiding behind pillars as the coaches were walking around, just trying to get on the team bus. But then a few of the guys, even the players that weren't playing, had put beer in the drink bottles. So they were running around and giving us beer.
So it
was
not Powerade. We're talking like a few Fosters in a...
Fosters. The only time you drink Fosters
like
in
country
London.
Football at its absolute best.
And it started a bit that way, and we had some funny goal celebrations in the first quarter, and it was all going quite nicely. And then halfway through the second quarter, I think it was Paul Hazelby tried to kick me the ball, and he missed me by a fair mile. He's probably because he was drunk. And the ball went over my head, and I was running back to the flight, as I do, as quickly as I could. I just missed it, and one of your young players was running the other way, and I just with the momentum
accidentally whacked him with your fist.
Yeah, I know. It was right with the edge of my shoulder, right up and straight up and down, and he wasn't in a good way. I could tell straight away. And one of your other young players had scooped the ball up, and I tackled him, and he's, because of the hard ground on the cricket ground, his head hit the ground. And I remember looking up and the whole field just running towards me. And
so
I,
you started picking on the young kids at West Coast.
I was 21 too. You got to remember.
Ryan was a young kid too.
I was a young kid too. Yeah, which is one of those holes in your story, I would have thought. But,
all the old veterans are playing the youngies.
I'm old now. I was an old back then. Yeah, exactly. And and everyone was just running towards, and it was on. Like, it was on. It took 10 or 15 minutes for the officials to break everybody up. It was a lot scarier than being on AFL field. It's tough as you want, but no one's gonna whack
but
it
in up. A game like that with no cameras and everyone pretty much pissed.
Yeah, and a heightened sense just because it's the derby, you know. And it was on, and finally they come out and said, you got a minute basically to break this up, otherwise we're calling the game off. As it got broken up, I think the guy's name was Ashley Thorne. He didn't play too many guys.
Yeah, Ashley Thornton.
He ran past me and he gave me one right as we'd broken it all up. So I thought I'd give him a little jumper punch back, and I grabbed his jumper, but his jumper was ripped down to about his belly button, so I got a fair way away before I gave him one.
He had a belly button ring on?
Yeah. Yeah, probably, being a West Coast player. And then, down he went, and it was on again. And John Worsfold at the time actually left the West Coast Eagles coach's box, went down to the Freo coach's box, kicked the door in, and basically demanded they take they take me off the field.
Well, let's find out more about that in just a tick, because John Worsfold, I am told, was obviously very livid at that
point,
but it continued. And there are some more stories that we need to uncover from this incredible game, the exhibition game 2005.
That was not filmed, and that's so annoying because I want to see it.
The Brawl in London. More with Ryan Crowley next on the Rush Hour with Embers and Katie at 92.9 Triple M.